Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Vov Amar Aleph on the top line. At the end of the previous shir, the Gemara had taught us that the Torah mentions three different lavim that speak about harming oneself. One is La Yikrchu, one is the Gdida, and one is Srit or Besarim La Yisrtu Saratas. And the Gemara had taught us that the opinion of Issei is that women are exempt from the lav of la yikrchu, that they don't violate that lav, but they are obligated, they're also to do srita, and the Gemara said that srita, according to Issei, srita v'gedida achasi. The shir today begins, Abaye Omer, Abaye gives us another explanation in Issei's opinion. Hein tam de Issei. The Gemara, he learns a Gzeirah Shavah. It says, "Leisasim karcha ben einechem," regarding Yisraelim. And then the Torah says, "By Kohanim, la yikchu karcham b'roisham." So we learn b'nei Aharon. Just like when we speak about the halacha which was said to the b'nei Aharon, "Ma'ala halam nosh b'turus," it speaks to the men and not the women. For as we said a number of times in our previous year, the Torah begins that parasha with Emar al Kahanim b'nei Aaron, and we learn from there b'nei Aharon v'loy b'nois Aaron. Afkan, here too, nosha b'turis, women are exempt. Ask the Gemara, v'sferulon, if we're going to say that when the Pasuk says b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nois Aaron, b'kol anyin anaduksiv, it's referring to all of the halachas that I mentioned in that parasha. So ask the Gemara, nishtav kra minay, why do we need to have the Gzeir Shav of Karcha, v'nei, and we'll be able to come to this conclusion with the following Kavachaymer, we'll be able to make the following Kavachaymer, v'anoa amina, omak kahanim shiru b'ban ha-kosim, it's a Yaseiris. If when we speak about Kahanim, who the Torah added so many mitzvahs to, the halach is b'nei Aharon v'loi b'nei Aharon, that these halach only apply to the men and not to the women, Yisrael, that don't have all of the mitzvahs of Kohanim, like Koshkein, that this halachas only apply to women and not men. So why do we need the Gzeir Shava to men and not women? Answers the Marilah Gzeir Shava. If we didn't have the Gzeir Shava, have Amina, that the Pasuk of Bnei Aaron v'loi Bnei Aaron, that we keep on referring to, that's stated at the beginning of Parashas Emor, Hifzik Inyan, it's only speaking about the mitzvah of Tumah, that Kohanim, males, may not become Tamei, not Kohanis. I wouldn't know that all the other halachas only apply to men as well. Says the Gemara. So why don't we say maybe that's indeed the case? Hashto nami neima hifsekinyan. Why don't we say that the pasuk indeed bnei Aaron, from which we learn b'loy b'nois Aaron, only applies to the men, not to women. I the gzeirah shavah that we're learning. That, and based on that Gzeirah Shavah, we'll say that women, that's how we'll know women are exempt. We boilate to teach us something else. L'chatanya, the Braisa that discusses the halacha of lo yikrchu karcham, the Torah Kedoshah uses the words lo yikrchu karcha b'roisham, yochal afilu kerech arba chamesh karchas, if somebody made four or five cuts, lo yechayiv el achas, he should only be chayiv one Malchus, Tamalayim Karcha, that's why the Torah says, Karcha, L'chayiv, Al-Kol Achas V'Achas, that Yechayiv for each one individually. The Gemara, in Masechta Makos, Daf Chof Amabez, says, what is the case? Can't be that he did it in five different times, because he did it in five different times and got Hasra in separately for every time he made the Karcha. Of course, it's each Karcha is a separate Aveira. And since each Karcha is a separate Aveira, he certainly should get separate Malchus. So the Gemara says it's referring where he has five instruments in his five fingers, and he cuts them all, makes these five Karchas at one time. So there was only one Hasra, but there are five cuts, and that's why it's considered five separate Malchus. Ask the Gemara Baroisham. The Pirate says, La yikrchu karcha b'roisham. Ask the Gemara, what is the purpose of saying b'roisham? Matam loim l'fish nemar. Answers the Brice, because the Torah says, we would think that you're only chayiv for when you did this in the place on your forehead between your eyes. How do we know that this halacha applies to anywhere on the head? Tamaloimer beroisham. Chayiv ala roish, anywhere on the head, kibein heinayim. Vainly continues the Brisa, El Kahanim, that the Kahanim, that the Pasuk is speaking by Kahanim, so it would say that this halacha is only by Kahanim. Shereba mem kosov mitzvah yaseiris, as we keep on repeating, Kahanim are treated differently. Yisrael menolan, how do we know that this halacha applies by Yisrael as well? Answers the Brisa, we have a gzeir shava. Nemakam by the Kahanim, it says, lo yikrachu karcha b'roisham. Nemal halam by the Yisraelim, it says, lo yisasimu karcha b'reinech l'meis. Man hakan, just like by the Kahanim, the loch is chayva kol karcha v'karcha, you chayit separately for every cut. V'chayiv al rosh k'b'reinayim, you chayiv anywhere on the head. Af l'halon, so too by the Yisraelim, the loch is chayva kol karcha v'karcha, you chayiv for each karcha separately, v'chayiv al rosh k'b'reinayim, and you chayiv for anywhere on the head. Umala halon al meis, that this halacha is strictly by a mace. Afkan, the halacha is only by a mace. So the chinuch, in speaking about the issa of loisus gardadu, says what happens if somebody cuts himself because he got terrible news, his house burnt, rachmon etzlon, his boat drowned. The halacha is that even though it's something inappropriate, you don't get the malchus of loisus gardadu. And he says that this of karcha and this loisus gardadu are the same. And by both of them, there is an isser, but the lav, and it's wrong to do, but not these lavin. Imkain asked the Gemara if the pasuk is coming to teach these halachas, nicht of kra, lo yikru kerech b'roisham. Why did they use the Torah have to add the extra hay? My korcha, shabim minatarti, that you chayiv for each korcha, and you chayiv for the entire head, but also to teach us that it only applies by the men and not to the women. Says the Gemara, Rava Mahanatam of the EC, that says that korcha, this of Lysosimu korcha, only applies by men and not by women, says Rava, the reasoning for Isi is because we look at the words of the Pasuk. The Torah says, when it describes this of Karcha, the Torah Kedoshah says, V'loisosimu Karcha b'neinechem. So we learn Gzeirah Shavah, because by Tefillin it also says, V'oilu t'tofes b'neinechem. Malahalan, as we've been learning in our Shiurim, women, Nashim Peturis, women are exempt from wearing Tefillin. And the reason we learned on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph is because Tefillin are compared to Talmud Torah. And just like women are exempt for learning Torah, they're also exempt from Tefillin. Afkan, that's how we know, that's how Isi knows that women are exempt from the Issa of Karcha. Ask the Gemara, V'Rava, why didn't Rava, instead of Rava learning this way, my tam like Abaya, why didn't you learn like Abaya that learns from B'nai Aharon, V'loi B'nai Sa'aron? And then we learned it from Karcha Karcha. Says the Gemara, Rava doesn't agree that the extra hay is really considered superfluous that we should learn from there. Loi mashlein. Ask the Gemara, Vabaya my tamaloi ben karava. What is an Abaya in explaining the opinion of Isi, learn like Rava, that connects Karcha to Tefillin? Amalach Tefillin gufaya, the halacha that about tefillin, mahocha gamala. We learn from here, mala halan, just like the halacha is by karcha, lamakum sha'isim karcha, the place where hair grows, that's on the top of the head, in between the eyes, begoy v'shroish, but it's on the top of the head, afkan, the b'nei nechem, makum anach begoy v'roish. And that's what the purpose of this gzeir shavi is, to teach us where tefillin should be put. Ask the Gemara, that both of them learn that the reason that a woman is exempt from this karcha is for the various reasons that we've been learning in our shir, because of tefillin or because of karcha, the hay. But in our previous shir, we explained that the reason Isi exempted women from that halacha of karcha, because the pasuk over there says, Banim atam l'shem l'keichem, and the Gemara said that Isi learned Banim v'loy banois. So according to that explanation, we understand why the Torah wrote the word Banim to teach us this halacha, Banim atam, Banim v'loy banois. However, asked the Gemara, Abaye and Rava, who have explained Isi's opinion without using the pasuk, Abonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. So ask the Gemara, Bein l'Abaye, Bein l'Rava, Hai bonim atem. What do they use the pasuk Abonim to teach us? My darshabei. Answers the Gemara, Hami Baile. They need that pasuk to teach us what the Braisa teaches us. The pasuk says, Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem, to teach us, Bezman shatem noigim minig bonim, when you act like sons, that you behave properly, Atam kruim bonim, then you have the title of bonim. Ein atam noigim minig bonim, but if you don't act properly, ein atam kruim bonim de Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei Omer, Ramei disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that we are not always considered bonim. Ramei Omer, Ramei disagrees. And he says, Ben kach, under all circumstances, atam kruim bonim, we're considered bonim l'Hashem l'keichem. Shenemar, bonim scholim heima. Even if they're scholim, even if they're acting foolishly, but bonim, we are the children of Hashem. V'ayim bonim le'umim bam. Even if we don't act in a trustworthy fashion, we're still bonim. V'amar, when the pasuk says zerim mereim, even we're doing ra, even though we're the wrong thing, bonim mashkisim, even if we're doing hashchasa, we are still bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ayim b'yokim asher yoyim eloi ami atem, Yom Elham B'nei Kel Chai, we are always the children of Hashem. Ask the Gemara, Mai Va'omer, why do we need all these psukim? Answers the Gemara, V'chitayim is Sachli. Maybe we're asking, only when we act foolishly, who the Mikri Bani, that's when we consider children. But when we don't show faith in Hashem, then Loim Mikri Bani, we're not considered children. Tashma Va'omer Bonim, Loimim Behem. Even we don't have the proper amuna, we are still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. We don't have the proper amuna, who the Mikri Bonim, that's what we're called Bonim. Kipachu, Chas V'Sholem, however, we worship Avodah Tzchavim, then Loi Mikri Bonim. Tashma V'Omer Zera Mireim Bonim Ashchisim. Avodah Zara is considered a veira that comes with Ashchasa. Still, the Aloch is with Bonim. V'chitayma, Bonim Ashchisim Udamakra. We consider children, but we have this title of Bonim Ashchisim, B'nei Ma'alya, but that we should be considered a full fledged children, Loi Mikru. Tashma V'Oim V'Hoi B'Mokmesh Yomelem Loi Amiatam Yomelem B'Ni Kelchai. Under all circumstances, are we considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children? So Ben Ishchai asks, Rabbi Huda said, Bonim Atam L'Shem L'Keichem, B'Zman Sha'atam Noyegim Minig Bonim. Only when we act like children. So the Ben Ishchai asks, why would we say that that's what the pasuk says? The pasuk says bonim. Bonim says under all circumstances. So he answers, because let's look at the words of the pasuk. If the pasuk would have said, Atem bonim l'Hashem l'keichem, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, indeed, he says, then we would be able to explain the pasuk that the pasuk means that we're Kadosh Baruch Hu's children all the time. But the pasuk says it differently. The pasuk says, Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda explains the pasuk, Bonim, when are you Bonim? When atem l'Hashem l'keichem. That you, when acting appropriately. So, I saw that the Satmar Rebbe asks, again, in trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, a son is a biological fact. A son is a son. So how, because the son doesn't act appropriately, should the son not be considered a son to HaKadosh Baruch anymore? So he quotes the Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that says, Shlosh Shutfim Ba'odam. Every person has three partners in his creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
Avivim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his parents. And how does that work? The neshama comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the guf come from his parents. So, he says that when a person acts the way he's supposed to, so we see that what does he consider the most primary part of his life? His neshama. If that's what he considers the most primary part of his life, so that's why he's Banim LaShem Elokeichem. But if a person doesn't act appropriately, what is he showing? That to him, the most important part is the Gashmias. So he's a ben, he's a son to his parents, but he's not a son to his to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mefarshim, many Paiskim point out that throughout Shas, normally, when we have a Machlokes or a Meir Rabbi Yehuda, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Here, however, the halacha is, like Rabbi Meir, that we always follow the opinion, we always are Banim LaShem Elokeichem. So I saw that Reuven Margolius explains why is this different than the rest of Shas, that here we follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir and not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yehuda. He says there's another interesting fact. Whenever we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara always quotes the opinion of Rabbi Meir first and then the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Here, in our Gemara, we find the reverse. The Gemara first quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and then the opinion of Rabbi Meir to show that here the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. And another reason I saw that why over here we pass them like Rabbi Meir, even though normally we don't, is because the Gemara, in Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, tells us the famous conversation between Tzipornus HaRosha and Rabbi Kiva. Tzipornus, the Rosha, asks Rabbi Kiva, in Melekechem, if your God loves poor people, why did he make him poor? And Rabbi Kiva answers with a mashal where a father who was the king had no choice but to put his son into prison, but there was an individual who surreptitiously brought food to that son. Doesn't the father, the king, send presents in appreciation for what was done? So from here we see that Rabbi Kiva's answer is that we are considered like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. And therefore, since we're considered like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's children, that's why over here we paskin like Rameya. So I saw that the Daki Tshuva explains that what's the difference between a ben and an eved. The difference between a ben and an eved is that a ben, a son, does mitzvahs, does what his father wants with his heart. He wants really to satisfy his father. An eved does what he's told to do. And he says, that's pshat, b'zman shatam noigin k'minig bonim. When you act and you do the mitzvahs with your heart, anxious to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, you're bonim. And otherwise, you're avodim. So what it means to say, the Daki Tshuva, is that of course Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we're bonim. This conversation here, we're bonim or avodim, is only a reflection of how we do the mitzvahs. We could do mitzvahs as bottom, or we could do mitzvahs as avodim. And that's pshat on Rosh Hashanah. We daven in bonim rachmenu k'rachem hava bonim v'im kevodim enenu l'chot liyois at shetuchanenu v'tzoytzikoy mishpatenu oyim kadosh. So it's very difficult to understand. When we say im kebonim, we say rachmenu k'rachem hava bonim have rachmonis. And avodim, we say this entire discussion. And our discussion is, Enenu l'chot t'liyois, at shetuchanenu v'soitzi k'mishpatenu oyim kadosh. Why by avodim, which clearly from our Gemara is the more inferior madrega, do we say this entire nusach? So he has a beautiful vart. He says that throughout Shas, the Gemara says that they wanted to say, the Gemara Masechta Erevin says, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Go leave your doula for the Misha Amavayo Elam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, She'ein B'dayah Shor Ameya Kamaisai. There's no one in Ramea's time that was as great as Ramea. So why doesn't the halacha follow Ramea? We couldn't always understand what he said. So he explains that this is such an example. Ramea says they were always considered bonim. And it's sometimes difficult to understand if Klal Yisrael is not acting the way we're supposed to act. So why, how are we considered bonim? How can Ramea say that under all circumstances we're considered bonim? And that's an example of that we weren't able to understand, like the Gemara in Erevin we just quoted says, that we can't always understand Ramea's opinion. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can understand Ramea's opinion. And that's what we say, Neinu Lecha Teluyos, we look towards you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you don't have the limitations that we have. Since we don't have the limitation that we have, that's why we say that Neinu Lecha Teluyos, you understand Ramea's opinion, and you should understand that even if we're only acting like Avodim, we're still Bonim. And one of the rayas that I saw that we consider like Bonim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully very soon, will be Mechayim Meisim. And the question is, that how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Mechayim Meisim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. The Dalochi is that a Kohen is allowed to become Tamei to a son. And that's why we say, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And since we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to become Tamei to us, to come Tamei to us when he's being Chaim Mesim us from Heir B'Yameinu. I saw that the Sfas Emes explains, the Pasuk says in Parshas Hazinu, Shichas loy bon of Muma. What the Pasuk says is, Shichas loy, even if we act not properly, the halacha is we are still bonav. The halacha is that we're still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Continues the Mishnah. Hasmichas. We know that when a carbon is brought, smicha, the owner is supposed to do smicha on the carbon. Vagoshes, with certain carbon minchas, particularly, the halacha is that they're brought to certain spot by the Mizbeach. Hakmitza, when a carbon mincha is brought, the halacha is that we take off kmitza, vaktara, the burning of the carbon or part of the carbon on the Mizbeach. Vamalika, when a bird is brought as a carbon, it has to be killed in a specific manner of Malika. The Kabbalah, by Kabbonis, we have to do Kabbalah Saddam. The Azos, the Zrika Saddam on the Mizbeach. All of these halachas, Noyagim, by Noshim, Veloy Benoshim, apply by men and not by women. Chutz, Mimicha Saita, the Nazira, those two Kabbonis, Shem, and Nifas that the women do to Nofa. So Tysus asks, why do we have to have a special as we're going to learn, psukim, to teach us all of these halachas? Kabbonis are brought only by day, as the pasuk says, b'yoyim tzavosa l'hakrif kabbonayim. So it turns out that kabbonis are a mitzvah sasejah's man groma. And as we've been learning, that a mitzvah sasejah's man groma, women are exempt. So Tysus answers that what we're learning from here is that not only are women not obligated to do these avoiders, but the halacha is that a woman who does these avoiders would disqualify the whole carbon. And that's what the Mishnah asks. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. So the Torah Evan, however, gives a different answer. Torah Evan says that when we learned that mitzvah sasehah's man grama noshma p'turis, that's only a mitzvah sasehah's man grama that has a time limit. Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Blowing the shofar after Rosh Hashanah is meaningless. Sitting in the sukkah after sukkah is meaningless. But kabbonis, even though, as we just learned, have certain time consideration, you could only do it by day and not by night, it doesn't change the halacha that you could always bring a carbon at another time. That's why we can't learn it from this. So then Taisus asks a different question, that the halacha is a carbon is only kosher when it's brought with the kohanim wearing the big de kahuna, and the kohanim and the Yisraelim are not allowed to wear big de kahuna. So Taisus says that the women put on the big de kahuna. So the Gilyan Ashas asks, how could a woman put on big de kahuna? There's an isser of lo yikle gever alisha, that a woman's not allowed to wear the garment of men, and these are the garment of men. So the Gilyani Ashas says that a garment that's meant to be worn both by men and women, there is no isser of lo yilbash. And if women would be allowed to wear the big de kahuna when they're doing the avodah, then they're allowed to, they would put them on, and there would be no isser of lo yilbash. So we learned that women are exempt from smicha, from doing the smicha and the carbon. How do we know, says the Gemara, that women are exempt from the mitzvah of smicha? The ksiv, daba b'nei Yisrael, v'matalem onu k'yikim mashkem carbon l'Hashem, v'samach yada el reisha oyla. From here we learn, b'nei Yisrael saimchem, that only men do smicha and not women. So Taisus asks, why do we need a pasuk to exempt women? Again, Taisus' question, it's a mitzvah saseishas man grama. So the Pnei Yeshua answers that what the pasuk is coming to teach us is that not only women don't do smicha, but they can't do smicha through a shliach. So ask the Paradis Yosef, we know that the halacha when it comes to shlichas is that you could only appoint a shliach to do a mitzvah on your behalf when you could do the mitzvah yourself. And then, for whatever reason, you're not doing yourself, you're not doing the bris milah yourself, you appoint the moil. But if the halacha is that a woman can't do smicha, how could she appoint a shliach? So he says a very bechidish. He says that even though normally you can't appoint a shliach to do something on your behalf, which you cannot do yourself, that's only if you didn't explicitly say to the shliach, I want you to do this under all circumstances. But when you appointed the shliach, you said, I want you to do this no matter what. So he quotes Marit Bechidish that it is a good shlichus. But then he says another good answer. He says that indeed, if a woman can't do it herself, so then she can never appoint a shliach to do it on her behalf. But the shliach that Taisus is referring to is the husband. And as we've learned in Am Sechta, there's a concept of ishtoi kegufoi. Since we have a concept of ishtoi kegufoi, so it would mean that maybe the husband could do the shlichus of doing smicha on her behalf. That's what the pasuk comes to teach us, that there is no smicha by women, even through a shliach, which we're learning now, means the husband. We learned that tenufis, that by many karbonis, the mitzvah is that the carbon should be picked up and waved. Women don't have that halacha. How do we know that? Because it says, the Gemara, the pasuk says, Daba b'nei Yisrael v'heinaf, b'nei Yisrael manifim v'heim b'nei Yisrael manifis. Hagoshes, the halacha of hagosha doesn't apply by women. The ksiv zoish taras ha-mincha hakar v'oysa b'nei Aaron. So here too we learn, b'nei Aharon v'loi b'nei Aharon. Kemitzos, that when you bring a karb mincha, we take off the kemitz, and that's what's burnt on the mizbeach. The ksiv, v'via et b'nei Aharon, v'kometz b'nei Aharon. So here we again learn, b'nei Aharon v'loi b'nei Aharon. Haktaris, the burning, or whatever karbonas have to be burnt on the mizbeach, is only by males, not by females. The ksiv, ktira oisa b'nei Aharon. And again we learn, b'nei Aharon, v'loi b'nei Aharon. Malikos don't apply by women. The ksiv, umolak es v'hikra akayin al mizbeach, umolak es roishoy v'hiktim mizbeach, iskish malika laktara. So if women are excluded from haktara, they're excluded from malika as well. Kabbalas, the ksiv, v'kriva b'nei Aharon, v'amamar, hakriva is a kabbalas adam, and the Torah says they're b'nei Aharon, and we learn b'nei Aharon v'loi b'nei Aharon. V'azos, the halacha of Hazar, we learned in the Mishnah, apply by men and not by women. asked the Gemara, Hazar Deicha, what Hazar do we speak about? Either Para, if we speak about the Hazara of the Paraduma mixture of the ashes of the Paraduma and the Mayim Chayim, asked the Gemara, a Lozik Sibai. So Rashi explained that the Torah is teaching us that not only may a woman not do it, but even other Kohanim may not do it, only Elazar. So Rishonim ask that the Gemara in Masechta Yuma says that the Pasuk says, V'nasatam oisam al Elazar kohen, that first paraduma that was done in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there the halachas, the Gemara Masechta Yuma, daf mem beis amem beis, was done, that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared it, and Elazar, the Skan Kohen Gadol, did the rest of the work. But the Gemara over there has a discussion, what is the halacha in all future generations? So he says that in all future generations, there's one opinion that says that it has to be a Kohen Gadol. Another opinion says that in the future generations, not by that first Paraduma, any Kohen could be the Kohen that does the avoid of the Paraduma. So how do we understand this Gemara? So the Ritva says, obviously, our Gemara is going according to the opinion that in all generations, it's only the Kohen Gadol that could do it. In that generation was Elazar, who was the Skan Kohen Gadol. And all future generations, it's only the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, the Gemara's question is understandable. He says that Tysus has a different explanation. Tysus says the fact that the Torah had to go out of its way, according to this opinion, to say that in all future generations a Kohen Hedyot could bring it, what's the Torah teaching us with that limud? What the Torah Kedosh is teaching us with that limud is that only a Kohen Hedyot could be the one to do it, but not a woman. So that's exactly, says Tosfos, what the Gemara means to say when it says that women cannot do the avoida of the paraduma. Says the Gemara. So again, we're trying to understand what was meant when the Mishnah said Hazar. Either pnim, the halacha is that certain kabbonis, the par kohen of Mashiach, if the kohen gadol did an avera, he has to bring a certain carbon, and its blood is sprinkled on the proiches, or sometimes the blood is sprinkled on mizbech hazav. Par helm davish tzibur has those halacha, and we're learning that halacha is only by men, not by women. Says the Gemara, that's also obvious. The Torah says, HaKoyin HaMashiach Kosoba. The Torah says explicitly that only the Koyin HaMashiach could do it, and certainly not women. Says the Gemara, Azar de Ben Oif. The halacha is that if somebody brings a chatos out of a bird, and the bird's blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, as the Torah Kedosha says, V'hizo midam chatos, that the halacha is that women are disqualified from doing that Hazar. How do we know so? The Asya, B'kavachayim Ben Tzayin. We learn it from the halacha of spritzing any carbon that the halacha pasuk says. V'zok b'neharen kahanim estomai. Ma Ben Tzayin, when we speak about an animal, shloi kovel l'koyin l'shchitasoi, where the halacha is the shchita of a carbon may be done by Yisrael, shchita k'sheir b'zor, still, even though the shechita may be done by Yisrael, the azar must be done by a kohen. So ben oif, the way to kill, as we learned in our Mishnah, a bird that's brought as a carbon is through malika. And as we've learned, only a kohen can perform malika. Ben oif shekavel a kohen l'malika soi, and it didn't shekavel a kohen l'azar, so only a kohen can do the azar. We learned the exception was that chutz v'mincha soita nazira. Amalei Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yoshe the Dari, Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Yoshe that lived in his generation, he was an Amira just like he was. He was, as the Mefarshim explained, what he meant, what's meant to say here is that they were colleagues. And what he said to him was, Loitesev at Kerech, don't sit down at the Amrili Hashmatza until you explain to me this halacha. And the halacha that he wanted to know was menayla mechasaita. How do we know that the mechasaita requires tenufa? Says the Gemara, menola. I don't see your question. Begufiksev. The pasuk says by the carbon that the saita brings. V'lochach hakayim biyad isha es minchas hakanos So the Torah is very clear. The question is, how do we know that the tenufa, the owners participate? It says, the Gemara asks yad yad mishlam. Ksiv hocha v'lokach ha-kayim yari isha by the carbon saita, by the micha saita. V'ksiv hosam by carbon shlamim yodav tivyenus isa Hashem. Ma kayin, just like by the saita, the kayin has to do the tenufa. Kari says, v'lokach ha-kayim yari isha es micha sa-kanos v'henav. Afl halen, so to b'shlamim kayin. Mala halen, just like by the carbon shlamim, the owners participate in the tenufa. Afkan, so too by the mechasoita, the balam, the woman participates. How does that work? Okay, it's that koyim machnas yad tachas yad balam. The koyim puts his hands under the hands of the owner. Umeil fin does tenufa. So ask the Gemara, ashkan soita. So this lima that we just had is regarding the mechasoita. But ask the Gemara, our Mishnah said that this halacha applies by the Nazir as well. Ask the Gemara, how do we know this halacha applies by the Nazir as well? It says, the Gemara, ask the kaf kaf misoita, we learn exer shava. By soita it says, v'nosa al kapes, michas as a karen. And by the Nazir it says, v'loka chakoin as a zroya, b'shelim and a ayel, v'chal samatzis, v'rukig matzis, acha v'nosa al kapay ha Nazir. So we learn the same. So the Gemara started here, where Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Oishia, le'tesev akarech, don't sit down. Add the Amrli Hashmatza. What did he mean with this? So the Ben Yoyada said that the Gemara teaches us at the end of Masech the Megillah, Meimois Moshe v'Adra Gamliel, from the time Moshe Rabbeinu until the time of Gamliel, Lo'ayolam Tyre Elam Umid. They learned Tyre standing. However, Meshemes Gamliel, after Gamliel was Nifta, Yorat Choyle Lo'ayolam, people got weaker. They had to sit when they learned to be able to understand and concentrate. So what he meant to say was, the loites of a karech, you don't sit down. I want you to learn this Torah like it was always learned with the proper kavada Torah. And in fact, I saw that the chidah said, that they say that the chidah, when he learned Shavuos by night, and he wanted to commemorate the original Nesinas HaTorah, so Shavuos by night, when he learned, he was up the whole night learning, he learned standing. So the Gemara said that the way Tenufa was done is that the Kohen puts the hands under the, Kohen puts his hands under the hands of the owner, and that's how he does Tenufa. So Tosfos asks the question that, why is this not a Chatzitza? If the Torah requires that the Kohen should do the Tenufa, but if the Kohen is putting his hands under the hands of the Saita, so there's a Chatzitza between the Kohen and the Keli in which the Tenufa is being done. So one Teretz Tosfos says that that's what the Torah wants. The Torah says that that's the way the Tenufa should be performed, and since that's the way the Torah wants the Tenufa should be performed, then it's obviously not considered a Chatzitza. Another Teretz that Tosfos says is that the hand of the Kohen was not directly under the hand of the woman. Rather, says Tosfos, what happened was the woman's hands were, the Keli was large enough that the woman's hand could be under the Keli and the Kohen's hands could be under the Keli, and not requiring that the Kohen's hand be directly under the woman's hand. And therefore, there was no chatzitza because both of them were actually touching the keli.